The Anchorage School District is trying to close its achievement gap and help all students succeed. One of its first steps is helping teachers, administrators, and other staff talk openly about race and how race impacts students. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has more.
It's not comfortable to talk about racism. It's not comfortable to talk about privilege, especially now.
Jory Paoli stands in front of a room filled with more than 1,600 teachers and staff from the Anchorage School District. She's an educator with the First Alaskans Institute.
But I would put forward to you and challenge you by saying it's the most important time to talk about it. And if you're uncomfortable talking about it, do what we tell our kids, practice.
That was the goal of the ASD training last week. Staff from all of the district's elementary schools gathered to talk about how race impacts their students. Secondary school staff participated in the same conversations in August. Jenny Knutson is the executive director of professional learning at ASD and helped coordinate the 2.5-hour-long event. She says the district is excited that they have some very diverse schools, but they realize that not all groups of students are succeeding at the same rate. She says one of the first steps to achieving equity in education is acknowledging how a student's background might influence how they learn.
Our leadership teams, our problem-solving teams in the building need to go deeper, and they need to know more about a student, but then also where they're coming from in their family that might be influencing that.
Teacher Daniel Darko says teachers need to acknowledge the differences between their students' histories and let the kids talk about who they are and their own cultures. They need materials that give all kids positive images of themselves, not just some. Sometimes, he says, teachers need to be open about their own experiences and how race has impacted them.
At times, you have to step aside your teaching and let them know. One, let them know yourself and teach also in a way so that the children would respect themselves. That's what will break up, you know, those barriers so that they will respect each other.
Darko has been with ASD for 21 years. He says this is the first time he's been part of a district-wide conversation about race and racism, and he thinks it was effective. Other teachers, like Amy Marks, thought the conversation was needed, but that people weren't necessarily engaged. She's white, but her adopted daughter is not. She says some of the people around her thought the media talked too much about race.
I just had sour grapes when I heard them say, I think they make too much in the media, and people were jumping on it and jumping on it. And I'm white, I'm diverse, I've got many cultures. Okay, fine, you do, but you're not hearing this message. There's a difference between white skin and brown skin.
Paoli from First Alaskans says it can negatively impact students when the adults around them don't acknowledge how race affects the way that they experience the world.
We, as the adults who are entrusted with the care of our kids, have to be aware of that. We have to have our eyes open to understanding how our experiences differ.
She says we have to acknowledge and talk about racism. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.
You can join Alaska Public Media in Anchorage for a conversation about race and identity on Thursday at 7 p.m. Find out more at alaskapublic.org.